بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من اتبع جنازة مسلم إيمانا واحتسابا وكان معه حتى يصلى عليها ويفرغ من دفنها فإنه يرجع من الأجر بقيراطين، كل قيراط مثل أحد، ومن صلى عليها ثم رجع قبل أن تدفن فإنه يرجع بقيراط. رواه البخاري. This hadith, we discussed the translation of it with regards to, and also with regards to the virtues of the amal of attending a janaza, following the janaza, etc., in detail yesterday. However, there were one or two aspects which we obviously ran out of time, so we will touch upon that now. Just to recap the translation, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person who follows the janaza of a Muslim, imanan wa ihtisaba, with iman and ihtisab. What this means, we will come back to that. And he remains with it until the salah is performed and the dafan, the burial, is completed. Then he returns with two qirats of reward. Another hadith, وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ كُتِبَ لَهُ قِرَاطًا مِنْ أَجْرٍ أَخَفُّهَا فِي مِيزَانِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَثْقَلْ مِنْ جُبُلْ جَبَلِ أُحَدٍ. According to another riwayat, qirat of reward, the lightest of which is equivalent in weight to the mountain of Uhud. In this hadith also it is mentioned, كُلُّ قِرَاط مِثْلُ أُحَد. Each qirat of reward is equivalent to the mountain of Uhud. If the person just took part in the janaza salah, وَمَنْ صَلَّى عَلَيْهَا ثُمَّ رَجَعَ, and then returned, قَبْلَ أَن تُدْفَن, before the burial took place, he returns with one qirat of reward. So we can see the exhortation in this hadith obviously is not just to take part in the janaza salah, but to attend, accompany the janaza right up till the graveyard, and take part in the burial also. If there are time constraints, you are unable to do it, then from the mizaj and the temperament of the hadith, we understand this is not the ideal. Ideal is to take part in the burial also. Today, many of us, majority, only when it's a close relative, then we'll go to the graveyard. Otherwise, we just take part only in the janaza salah. But we can see clearly, the exhortation is there that that should be the exception, that you only take part in the janaza salah. The norm should be going right up to the graveyard. Coming back to the point we were talking about, imanan wa ihtisaban. We find when it comes to the fasting of the month of Ramadan, man sama ramadana imanan wa ihtisaban. Many fadail and virtues, we find these two things, these, call it, conditions that are found in ahadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions, imanan wa ihtisaban. The word ihtisab literally translates the hope of the reward or the conviction of the reward. Fadail, virtues, this is there in order to create some sort of shauk, inclination to carry out an amal. If you look at our business or commercial world today, if somebody is convinced of financial return, if he's convinced of a tremendous profit, then he takes the matter very, very seriously. So Allah Ta'ala, in cognizance with our mizaj and our temperament, human nature, this is why we find this system in Shariat also. Understand the value of an amal. Not only understand it, have conviction. Have conviction in the heart. This is what we call yaqeen of a'mal, conviction of the action. If a person is convinced of the reward that he is going to get, then he will take the amal seriously, he will carry it out seriously. Imanan wa ihtisaban. Iman, have that conviction, and have the hope of the reward. Now to understand this, we find that This is Ashratu Sa'a. It's a sign of Qiyamah. That in many instances, Amal of Deen will be carried out, but, and this is what our elders warn us about, they say that if we are not careful, then the surat, the outer form of the amal will be there, the haqiqat and reality will have come out. And this is, we find in ahadith, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam warned us about almost every tenet of deen. For example, salah. He said, Ya'ti ala nasi zamanun yusalluna wala yusallun. He said, a time will come upon my ummah, outwardly it will look like salah, but in reality it won't be salah. يُشِكُ أَن تَدْخُلَ الْمَسْجِدَ الْجَامِعَ فَلَا يَرَى رَجُلًا خَاشِعًا. He said, you will enter Jami' Masjid, thousands of musallis, not one person will have khushu and khuzu in his salah. Comes to zakat, ashratu sa'a, he said, was zakatu maghrama. He said, a time will come upon my ummah, they will be discharging the zakat, but they'll regard it as a burden or a tax. In other words, the inner dimension, the haqiqat, the reality of the amal will have come out. Now with the days of Hajj just passed. Here also, Ya'ati ala nasi zamanun. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a time will come upon my ummah, tahujju aghniya ummati littanazzu, wa usatuhum littijara, wa fuqara'uhum lilmas'ala, wa qurra'uhum lilriyai wa sum'a. He said, a time will come upon my ummah, Hajj and Umrah will become a holiday for the rich people. It will become a business exercise for the middle classes. It will become a begging exercise for the poor. It will become a show-off exercise for even the ulama. In other words, the outer surat of the amal will be there, the haqiqat and reality will have come out. So the caution is that we should have to be very, very careful from our amal becoming what we call rasam and riwaj. Going through the motions. Sometimes janazah salah 1 o'clock in the morning. A person will attend that janazah salah 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. 4 or 5 o'clock is fajr salah. Janazah salah was farz kifaya. In other words, if a few discharged it, the farziyat of it, the compulsory hukam of it will have been established. Fajr salah is farz ayn. There is no few discharging it and the rest being discharged and the rest being absolved of the responsibility. 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, janazah salah, we are there, fajr salah, you are not there. Why? The motivation behind it or the understanding of it is that this is when janazah salah, I was there because it was expected of me. It was some family member, I was discharging some so-called obligation. So, imanan wa ihtisaban. In other words, what is the mizaj and the temperament of the hadith? What is the actual exhortation? That this amal is not only reward. There are many, many benefits that are attached to it. Do not lose the benefits. Intention for the action must be correct. You must not attend janazah due to fear of public criticism or taunting why you didn't attend. It was your relative, etc. The family was expecting. It should not just be a mere custom. In fact, قال العلماء, ulama mentioned, إِذَا خَرَجَ مَعَ الْجَنَازَ. When you attend a janazah and you are taking part in it, they say, مُتَخَشِّعًا مُتَفَكِّرًا فِي مَعَالِهِ وَإِنَّهُ كَمَا الْآنْ يَتَّبِعُ جَنَازَةَ هَذَا الرَّجُلُ فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ الْيَوْمَ الَّذِي يَتَّبِعُ النَّاسِ فِيهِ جَنَازَتَهُ. Have this perception and understanding that like how today you are following the janazah of someone else, a day is coming very, very soon when others will be following your janazah. And just as فَكَمَا حَمَّلَ هَذَا فَهُوَ أَيْذًا سَيُحْمَلُ. You are lifting this janazah today, a day is coming very, very soon when your janazah will be lifted. And we find that ulama mentioned further, they say, لَا يَنْبَغِي أَنْ يَتَحَدَّثْ فِي شَيْءٍ مِّنْ أُمُورِ الدُّنْيَا بَلْ يُفَكِّرْ فِي نَفْسِهِ وَإِذَا كَانَ مَعُهُ أَحَدْ يُكَلِّمُهُ فَلْيُذَكِّرْ مَعَالَ كُلِّ حَيْءٍ. They say that, like today unfortunately, you'll find sometimes the janazah is being lowered into the ground. The manzar and the scene of mort and death is right in front of us. Yet someone's cell phone is ringing. Someone is doing some business deal. Some youngsters you'll find standing on the side laughing and joking. This is when the amal is becoming rasam and rewards, the haqiqat and reality has come out. When it comes to mort and death, this is a very, very powerful tool and medium for us to make ilaj and to cure spiritual illnesses, particularly love and attachment of the dunya. We find in ahadith when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would find the sahaba inordinately laughing or involved in some sort of amusement, he would tell them, "Akthiru dhikra hazimil lazzat." Excessively remember the crusher of all pleasures, yani al-maut. He used to encourage constant visiting of the graveyard, taking part in the amal that is attached to maut. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned this as the indication of the intelligence of a person. Man akyasu an-nas, man ahzamu an-nas, aktharuhum dhikran lil-maut wa ashadduhum istidadan lahu. The one who remembers his maut, the death, the most, the one who prepares for it, such a person is the most intelligent one amongst you. We learn in hadith also 25 times to make this dua. Allahumma barik lana fil maut wa fima ba'd al maut. 25 times every day we should be reading this. Allahumma barik lana fil maut wa fima ba'd al maut. Allah bless us in maut and what is after maut. In other words, constantly remember death. Attending a janazah, not for the sake of attending it. Imanan wa ihtisaban. Have the conviction. Have the hope in the reward. In other words, carry the amal out as it is supposed to be carried out. If someone is with you walking to the graveyard and talking about dunya, then you should be reminding that person. And by understand where we are. Take the sabak and the lesson. Today it is that person's janaza, tomorrow it may be your janaza. Someone asked, once when janaza was going past, and they asked Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala, and whose janaza is that? He said, my brother, that is your janaza. My brother, that is your janaza. And if you don't like what I'm saying, take it as my janaza. Because Allah Ta'ala says, innaka mayyitun wa innahum mayyitun. Mort and death is a reality. The love and attachment of dunya causes us to forget that and to lose proportion. For that reason, the Shariat, this is what, when we talk of mizaj, temperament of Shariat, don't let this making janaza salah be rasam and riwaj. A proof of a rasam and riwaj is that the next far salah, where are we? We'll find such a huge crowd for a janaza salah, especially when it is not at namaz time. And then immediately after that, how many people are not there for the salah? Far salah. Why? Because something has become rasam and riwaj. So this is why we find particularly imanan wa ihtisaban, in other words, the exhortation for the amal to be carried out in such a way that the haqiqat and reality is there. Like your stuff.